neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Yitro, all of a sudden, decided to join under Kanfei Shechina, to become a Yehudi, to become a good Jew. So now we see repeatedly it is mentioned Kohen Midian, Kohen Midian, Kohen Midian. So now they ask, how many times do you say Kohen Midian? We know Yitro, his background. So now it's brought that people, sometimes they decide to change their job. Why would they change their job?
Better position.
Position and?
Money.
Bigger paycheck. So now here, the profile that we know about Yitro, he was wealthy, advisor of the Paro. Now this, he was getting paid $50,000 a month, chauffeur, limousine, and so on. And not only that, he had a second job too. It was in Midian, it was a Kohen Midian. You know, the priest, you know how much he get paid?
50,000 a month.
50? 100. 100. As a matter of fact, there was a story about a priest that he was going to go on vacation. So, you know who should take his place. So, he decided to call a rabbi to come take his place when he's gone. So, he calls the rabbi and says, I'm going to be gone for a couple of weeks. You'd like to take my position? He said, okay, fine, but what I need to do? He says, I have a chart. People come to you, and then they say, I did this and that. They give you a check, and they say, you know, they're sorry and so on. So, okay. So he comes, he looks at the chart, says, oh, it starts from $500. It's not like 1826 and 101. So somebody comes, and then the first one says, what can I do for you? He says, yeah, I did this and that, you know. Say, it's $500. But you know what? How many times, you know, a week you do this? Say, at least two, three times. He tells them, you know, I give you one of these tickets, and then, you know, I charge you for the whole year. And then every time, like, you know, when you go to the car wash, they give you these things. And then, and then you punch it. So he charged them for the honey, the second one, the third one. After 2 weeks, the priest comes back, you know, goes to the office. It's 8 o'clock, nobody comes. 10 o'clock, nobody comes. 11 o'clock, nobody comes. So he calls the people that he knows. He says, you know, how are you doing? You know, I just came back. You know, I don't see you. What happened? He says, yeah, you know, the rabbi you replaced, he gave us a coupon, and he charges for the whole year. And the priest was making, maybe 1,000, 2,000 a week. But here he sees, this rabbi made $500,000. He was gone. That was the story after Yitro, Kohen Midian. Why is he mentioning Kohen Midian? Because he had no personal benefit, gain to come to become a Yehudi. And that's why his name keeps mentioning. Because there are many cults that they offer you to join. We had back in Iran, the CLR, that they give you lots of money, you know, you join them.
You become Southern Beach.
Yeah, that's what, that was the whole trick was, you know, that many did. Many left.
Protection also.
Sorry?
They protect them also.
Yes, sure. But here we see, actually, this parasha was supposed to be named after Aseret HaDibarot, right? But Yitro was honored to have this zechut that his this parasha will be named after him. Why? Because actually, to have the Aseret HaDibarot, you need the introduction in the beginning. And what is it? That you have to understand, if your intention is not totally pure, then you're not in any way related to Aseret HaDibarot. You follow? Before you reach the Aseret HaDibarot, you have to go through the introduction of what Yitro went through. And it's very interesting that we see there was a court system, right? Am Yisrael, Midbar, what do they have? What didn't they have? What are they missing? What were they fighting about? For what? Why we had the court system? Why Yitro came and you have to make a division of court system? What were they missing? They had water, they had man. No, Moshe says here, when they come to me, I show him the laws of Ribbono Shel Olam. Ben Omar v'Shemesh.
Yes. There was no organization.
So no? No, they were so disciplined, you know, the camp hall was, you know, organized. Omar v'Shemesh says, you know who these people were? They were the Gilgulim from the time of Dor Mabul. That means what they, as the Gemara brings, that whatever they did in time after Noah, Dor Mabul, so they came back to be fixed. There was a tikkun of Dor Mabul. So now, when Yitro comes and suggests that to have the division, it doesn't make sense. What are they fighting about? But here, Ma'ar Vashemi says that this timing that we're talking about, these are the repetition of the Dor Mabul. Because they were all after grabbing money from one another. The whole problem, the Dor Mabul, the main problem that they had, it was only they were greedy about money. And that's what exactly, you know, Gezer, stealing, that came about, it was because of this man. So now Yitro comes, and then what he suggests actually is for Dor Mabul, a time off when Hashem destroyed the whole Olam. So Hashem is like, you know, to be able to have the pure intention, to be able to zoche the Aseret HaDibarot b'ezrat Hashem.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.